proud of the effort today of our football team. I know they put in a lot of time and work starting last Sunday, coming off the bye week, and I think a lot of that showed. Talked a lot about fundamentals last week and not hurting ourselves and trying to eliminate some of the negative situations that we've put ourselves in throughout the course of the season. And you know, I thought our guys responded with a great focus today. Finally, we started fast, which is something we've been talking about a lot. And I think that was a really good thing for our football team tonight, to be able to play from ahead and then just build on a lead as the game went along. So, again, proud of the effort that they came out and played with tonight. And hopefully it's something that we can, a performance that we can build on and use to improve and play our best football here in November and December.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
What about your effort against a pretty good running game?
Yeah, we talked about, really not letting them outside. They do a great job of getting the ball to the edge of the defense, and we kind of compared it to Chris Johnson, the game plan that we had against Tennessee earlier in the year, and that we didn't really want to allow them to get the ball to the sideline. And I thought our defense did a good job of containing the runs tonight. Of course, getting out in front and having the lead always helps, so that they can't just try to wear you down and run 34, 35 runs at you. But again, our defense, I thought, put forth a very solid effort in the run game.
What made that second drive the right time to put DJ
We didn't have a specific number of plays or a time. We knew he wasn't going to start. We knew he wasn't going to play at the beginning of the game. And, and then just made a decision.
How did the team react to being held out?
I thought they reacted exactly the way that I would have hoped they would. They played hard and they respected the decision, and we've all moved forward from that.
Is Mario Hagan going to have to play outside linebacker now?
He certainly shows his versatility when we ask him to do that. That's going to depend on some of Robert's health, and we'll see how Robert progresses here. But that's a big value to our football team, that he can go from playing the middle linebacker most of the year, and then all of a sudden we just bump him out there because we needed to get back to playing the odd defense that we did throughout training camp. We felt like that was important. It was the best front we played the run throughout the first half of the season. And when Robert went out, we kind of went away from it, got into the 4-3, used some of our personnel differently, but we really focused hard on getting back to it, and that was a big key. And Joe Mays being able to play inside at the middle linebacker spot is what allowed us to put Mario outside. So credit to both of those two guys for being able to do that and fill in on a short week.
What impressed you the most about the performance of Kyle Horton in the first quarter?
He had a lot of poise. He was very accurate. He knew what we were going to start the game doing. We kind of, whenever you have an extra day of practice during the course of the week, and we started on Tuesday, you usually have an opportunity to run through how you're going to start the game more than one time, and we did that this week. And I thought he had great command of what we were doing. I think he saw the field very well. He knew what he was looking at, and he made the most of his opportunities, and he knew how we were going to start the game. Trying to run it, we kind of try to run to throw it to run it later. It's kind of backwards philosophy in some regards, but that's what we thought we wanted to do tonight, and we tried to do that in the first quarter.
Josh, would you say your guys at halftime keep their focus? I mean, this thing was pretty far out of hand at that point. How well do you think they did in the second half?
Yeah, I think we talked about doing our job and continuing to do our job. Doesn't matter what the score is, that we needed to continue to play hard, and we were going to be aggressive on offense and same thing on defense, whether it was blitzing or what have you. And I know they credit goes to them too, because the Chiefs never stopped fighting and they continue to run their 2-minute offense. And our guys were talking about how many passes we had to defend tonight instead of how many runs we've normally had to defend. So you're going to have to take one or the other. I think I would choose the 2-minute defense most of the second half if I had my choice. But we gave up some production, I know that. But I think when the game's in that kind of a context, I think that's what's going to happen.
Josh, how critical were the changes you made on the offensive line?
like getting back to the group that played most of training camp together was critical for us. I thought they did a good job of keeping Kyle clean. I think we only had one negative run all night. It seemed like we were always in positive down and distance situations, and they did a good job of really moving the line of scrimmage and giving Noshon an opportunity to run the football and Kyle time to throw it. So if we can build on that performance, I think that'll be very helpful to us all as we head into November and December.
What do you think about Noshon finally getting 100 yards?
Yeah, I thought he ran well tonight. You know, he really did a good job of kind of picking and choosing where he wanted to hit it. He cut some things back. He bounced some things out. Made some secondary defenders miss. Jumped over some guys, you know, which he seems to do. And, you know, we've known that he has the ability to be a good player for a long time, and I think he's really battled himself back here to be as healthy as he is, and this is as healthy as he's been in all year. So I thought that showed, and again, I think he worked well with the offensive line. We really weren't in any negative situations, and did a good job sticking it in there.
Josh Hunt. Go ahead.
Statistically, I can understand, you know, why teams win and this and that sort of thing, but just explain the wild swings from a game like Oakland to what you guys put out there today.
That's a great question. It's hard to say sometimes how momentum can affect the football team, but I think that you know, when certain things start to happen to you, you know, early in the game, good or bad, I think that really affects how your team plays. It doesn't mean that you have to play that way the whole game. I just know that sometimes in this league, that's what happens. I don't think there's a lot of games that go that way, but I know this game tonight, I think the feeling and the vibe and the energy on our sideline was incredible, because I think our guys felt good about the way they were playing early in the game. And I think that, you know, we're continuing to build on some of the things that we can do well, and we're fixing some of the things that we haven't done well. And I think that this second half of the season is always out there for the taking, and you gotta play your best ball, you gotta coach your best ball. And you know, whether that's what happened tonight or we just made some improvements that helped us tonight, I think all of that's probably true. And we have an opportunity in front of us to try to build on this and use the momentum from this game, hopefully to play better as we go.
Thanks, Coach.
Good to go. Thank you.